PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 21st of May, 2017. Now, actually, the day that we're recording this show is the 18th of May, and it's coming up to just around 1:30 in the afternoon, local time. Now, we decided to record this program today at this particular time for a certain reason. Because for those who listen to this program on a regular basis, you're probably aware, and you've probably heard me talk about the annual air raid drill that takes place in Taipei, when the military and civil defense test their systems. Now, the test usually only lasts about half an hour. And what they do is, during that period, the air raid alarms go off, and everybody has to vacate the streets and everything else. Now, what I thought today, what we would do is actually we would record the show during the air raid drill itself. Now, what we have done, we only said it about 40 minutes ago, is actually from the studio control room, we have a cable. And the cable is going to a microphone, which is only a few, maybe about 10 meters away, and it's pointed outside a window. Actually, we put the microphone outside a window. Now, just to actually prove my point, if I can have our technician fade the audio up on that microphone, we can hear what it sounds like right now in front of our building here at PCJ. Well, nothing rather extraordinary, right? There's some noise of people, I think. I can't really see anything. But anyway, that's just to prove that we actually have a microphone set up there. Now, we have a clock in the studio which is set exactly to the main time clock. Now, the air raid, you can fade it down now. Now, the siren for the air raid drill is actually not that far away. So what we will do is when we actually get, or when we, around the time we start hearing it, we will put the fader up. We might have to fade a song down, and we will start talking over it. I'll try to kind of describe what is actually going to be happening outside. Not very much, shall we say. But anyway, let's begin with some music. And I have no idea. Oh, we do. Yes, we do have an idea. It's Frank Silver and his orchestra with a medley of three songs. She Loves You, Winchester Cathedral, and Barbara Ann here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Frank Silver and his orchestra with a medley of three very well-known songs from the 1960s, Barbaran, with Winchester Cathedral, and She Loves You. Anyway, nice to have you with us on this Air Raid edition. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, actually, is because we do mention it every year, but this is actually the first year that we had a recording scheduled for when it was actually happening. Now, the other thing that I've done, actually, is I actually have in front of me right now my mobile phone. And they're testing out a new system this year, which is an emergency message will be sent out to mobile phones in Taiwan when they're doing the air raid drill. Now, if I look at the clock, there's about maybe 20 seconds to go. So let's turn up that microphone. Because the problem is, if you don't turn up the microphone, I can't really hear anything because of the studio. So let's see if they're actually on time. Because a few years, actually, they missed the deadline by a few seconds. So there's 5 seconds. Should start in about 5 seconds. We'll wait and see. Three. Okay, it's now exactly... There we go. You heard my mobile phone with the alert message. Ah, there we go. Yes, it's already started. And I will read to you what the message says. Now, the police station actually, that because the sirens are located on police stations in Taiwan, it's actually not that far away. It's what, you can easily walk there in about like 10 minutes or so. So right now, everywhere in Taiwan, this is exactly what you're hearing. Which actually means if you're in a car and you're on, let's say, one of the national highways, you can continue driving. But if you're on a provincial road or a city street, you must pull over. And if you're on an expressway, you have to pull over and stay in your car, turn off the ignition. But if you're on a city street, you have to pull over, get out of your car, and walk either to, if there's one nearby, one of the closest MRT stations, a metro station, or inside one of the shops or anything else. Now, during the air raid drill this year, the high-speed rails will be running as normal, but they're not letting people exit the station. The same with MRT stations. Now, what's interesting about it is about 20 minutes ago, somebody here in the office had to go somewhere because they had an appointment at 2:15. And usually on air raid drills such as today, trying to get a taxi 30 minutes before is really difficult because taxi drivers don't just want to, you know, go out and then maybe get stuck in traffic and then have to pull over with somebody in the car because they lose money, you know. So it's difficult to get a taxi. Anyway, he was lucky enough to get one because it wasn't really too far. All right, now the alarm has stopped. And that will be like that for about 30 minutes. So in 30 minutes' time, we should be able to turn it on again for the all clear. Now, what I'm going to do now is, because I actually want to go make a coffee in the room next to ours, while the song is playing, I'll go take a look outside and kind of describe to you what I see. So, I thought that for this, we would play Nancy Sinatra and The City Never Sleeps, except for now, the next 30 minutes.
Saying amen, taking a collection, playing on a bass drum. How come the city never sleeps at night? Red cars, blue cars, payment overdue cars, cops with indigestion, millionaires and some bums. How come the city never
that they're all girls walking with tonight's love, holding hands and then somehow come. The city never sleeps at night. With their hands out, pigeon, bergen, breadcrumbs. How come the city never sleeps at night? The city. Hellos and good nights, dreams and conversation, not a single ho-hum. How come the city never sleeps at night? Old men, young men, preachers saying amen, taking a collection, playing on a bass drum. How come the city?
The City Never Sleeps at Night, Nancy Sinatra, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. As I was getting a coffee, I took a look outside, and, excuse me, yeah, sure enough, all the cars have pulled over on the side of the road. There are also other really, you might think, very sort of odd things that you're supposed to do, and it kind of makes you wonder how you would even enforce them, especially during daytime. And the Taipei City government, along with the Civil Defense Ministry, put out this thing of mandatory rules that you must follow. And they are, and I'll translate directly from Chinese to English, when the air raid drill siren sounds, people at home must close their windows and turn off all indoor and outdoor lights. Well, it's daytime. And I don't think there's a way that they can find out if indoor lights are on, and I think really nobody would really pay much attention. Pedestrians must follow law enforcement evacuation instructions by walking to a close by or a nearby shelter, which can be very often MRT stations. Now, if you've ever been to, let's say, Taiwan or even Singapore, you'll notice that in the MRT stations, once you go through the pay area, or actually sometimes before you get to the pay area where the platforms are, you'll see a very, very thick door. And these are doors that are meant to withstand a very, well, severe blast that they sometimes will close off during this period. And the other one, of course, is motorists. Like I said, cars and all that must stop their cars, leave their vehicles, and walk to a nearby shelter. Mind you, again, it really depends on what highway you're on. If you're on a national road, not on a national road, one of the national highways, there is no or almost no shoulder to pull off, so that traffic can actually keep going. If, of course, it is in city, it's a lot easier. And the other thing which I find rather funny is lingering. They put lingering on balconies or in alleyways is prohibited. Again, I don't know how they would look at the balcony thing, because when I made the coffee, I went on our own balcony here. And I can see some other people as well. And off in the distance, I look through my camera lens and I can see people hanging up laundry and all kinds of other things. This year, however, they're taking it a little bit more seriously than in years past, because yes, last year, a lot of people didn't follow the rules. So they have upped the fines. Now, the fines for breaking, say, if you were driving for the traffic violation rules, was around 30,000 Taiwan dollars, which is almost, say, just over $1,000 U.S., they've now changed that to $150,000, so they've doubled it, tripled it, rather. So, yeah, that's under Article 25 of the Civil Defense Act. Now, as we were doing that, I mentioned to you on our phones, we actually got an emergency message that was an alert system. Now, this is an alert system that here in Taiwan we have used before. For example, if there are earthquakes of a certain strength, we get these messages on our mobile phones, which they did this year. We've had it a few times, but this is the first time they've tried it for civil defense. And the message reads as followed. If I can, where is it now? It was just on, this is the problem. Sometimes you get things on your phone and then you lose them. Here it is. From the National Civil Defense Department of the Republic of China, which is Taiwan's official name, just to inform everyone that between the hours of 1:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m., one must follow the following rules, like the ones that I mentioned. Those who don't will be severely fined. If you have any questions, please contact us. That's it. Yeah, that's basically just testing the system. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We're going to have another piece of music, and then I want to do a call out because we're trying to locate some listeners, a certain particular type of listener. But first, Perry Como and Papa Loves Mambo.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast. She goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Don't play the rumba, don't play the samba, 'cause papa loves mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo.
She goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again.
Papa loves mambo,
mambo papa,
mama loves mambo,
mambo mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba,
'cause papa
loves the mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo, Perry Como here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, we are trying to locate some listeners. 44 years ago this week, members of the Thames Valley Police Force in the United Kingdom went to Hilversum, Holland on a Sunday and took part in one of the live broadcasts from Happy Station. And we found the tape of the program, which has been digitized, and we thought that it would be nice to contact some of the people that went to that show. So let's actually run a few little clips from it. First, actually, here's Tom Meyer and a Mr. Greenham explaining how the whole idea came about.
I said that I was probably going to talk to several people, and there's one person I definitely want to talk to, and that is Mr. Greenham. Welcome to the microphone, Mr. Greenham. You are the one who can tell us how the whole thing actually happened and when.
Well, yes, Tom. In New Year's Day, 1973, I had a telephone message come from Holland, and it was obviously the biggest surprise of my life when it was relayed back to me that I was on the air. Greetings to all our Dutch friends and all friends throughout the world, Tom.
Yes, because as it actually happened, I think, was we had one of our call-in shows, which, ladies and gentlemen, we do from time to time. Once a month, we have a telephone show, and this means that I have a telephone right in the studio. When people call us, they don't go through a switchboard operator. The telephone rings in the studio, and as soon as I pick up that telephone, people are on the air. We do this especially because we don't want them to start paying and then have to wait for I don't know how long, because they're paying quite a lot, calling from all over Europe and sometimes even from outside of Europe. Anyway, I think it was Malcolm Wade who called me then, and in the little conversation we had, he mentioned the Reserve Police Force, and he said, we have colleagues in Holland, etc., etc. And I said, well, could you mention a telephone number of somebody there in Amsterdam? And he said, no, but I'll call somebody who might know, and that was you. You knew the number.
That is correct.
You then called me, isn't it?
I called you back, yes.
And you had no idea you were on the air in
no.
a telephone show.
No, whatever.
Was it a great shock to you, Mr. Greenham, when I said, you are on the air now?
It was a complete shock.
The air went great.
That is true.
Yeah,
it still is.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that was the beginning of it all, wasn't it? Because what happened next was that I decided, after you gave me the number of Mr. Van Duren, I think.
That's correct.
I called him, and I talked to him on the air. And what happened afterwards?
Well, it was my pleasure and a great surprise for me to greet all our colleagues in Amsterdam and right throughout the Dutch nation. And I would like to say now that we are greatly indebted to them, especially for this weekend. They have treated us as though we are one of them. And I would like to say, Tom, thank you for all they've done.
Tom Meyer speaking to Mr. Greenham on how members of the Thames Valley Police Department ended up at Happy Station at Radio Nederland. Now, a few weeks ago, after I located the recording of that program, I contacted the Thames Valley Police Force in the UK and spoke to somebody there who was shocked that we even had this tape, and even they had no idea about it. So they had asked for a copy because there were some names of people that were mentioned, and they put a call out to some of its members to see if there's anybody who is still around today that remembers going to that program. On Monday of this week, I was contacted by BBC Three Counties Radio in the UK to do a short interview, which, of course, that's the Thames Valley area, to try to locate these people, which we did on Tuesday. And I will make that available very soon. But that went to air. And then somebody from another BBC station contacted me and said, oh, we would like to help as well. So it's actually been going around, and clips of that Happy Station show actually have been used for these little segments that they have been doing. So if there's anybody listening right now who was a listener back then who knows or knew of somebody in the Thames Valley Police Force, do let us know. Now, let me run you another clip of Tom Meyer with Malcolm Wade, and Malcolm Wade then interviews Aubrey Smith.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the one who has put a lot of work in this whole thing, and the one who I think I can safely say organized the whole thing, more or less, it's Malcolm Wade.
Thank you, Tom, and good morning.
Well,
it was
yes.
a party last night.
Yes, I know. There was a party last night. I'm glad I didn't go there. No, I'm not glad I didn't go there, but it was better for the program that I didn't go there, I suppose. Well, Malcolm, you don't have to tell us everything you've been doing, because then we'd need the rest of the show. But Did it involve a lot of extra work for you to bring this whole day about?
Well, not really. We mentioned the fact that it was possible to come along here to Radio Nederland, to Happy Station. We told them what a nice, happy show it was, and they just fell over themselves. In fact, they even got up at 7 o'clock this morning after getting to bed at... Well, I won't tell you, but they were all up at 7 this morning to get here.
Well, I'm surprised they went to bed at all.
I don't know how many did.
Malcolm, I think that the original planning for the day, or rather for the weekend, was completely different. You were supposed to go back today, right?
And that's right, yes. Our original plan was that we would leave England on Friday, and we would go back to England again on Sunday around about midday. But when we had this opportunity of coming along here to Happy Station, we decided that we'd have 3 days without going to bed. So we left England on Thursday night, and we had a little party on the boat coming over, and a little bit of sleep. We had all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day today. We hope to get into our coach about 9 o'clock tonight, and if we can make our way down to Zeebruges, and we hope we can, we will get back to England tomorrow, 9, 10 o'clock, and then, of course, we're all going to bed for 2 days.
Well, will you promise me one thing, Malcolm? If you make it back to England, will you send me a wire?
Yes.
No, you don't
have
to. About
Thursday.
About Thursday. Well, it just goes to show that without knowing it, Kay Small really wrote the right composition for today, A Policeman's Party. Right? Malcolm, for some reason, I've been calling him Graham all the time. I don't know why. Apparently you look like a Graham to me, but don't worry about that. When I call you Graham, all of a sudden you'll know why. There are some people who I'm sure would have loved to come along, but who couldn't make it, and still you thought it might be a good idea to have their voices on the air. And the first one is Mr. Aubrey Smith. Do you know why Mr. Smith couldn't make it?
Well, yes, Mr. Smith is our chief superintendent.
Oh, yes, and he can't leave, of course.
Leave indeed, Tom. He at the moment is in Spain, sitting in the sun.
You know, this is incredible. Everybody's got 3 days and is going off to the States and is in Spain. I get the impression we're the only ones to work.
Oh, well.
Go ahead.
You know, he's in Spain, and he sends his best wishes, of course, to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he will indeed be listening in. I learnt he's taken his radio with him, so he's no doubt sitting on the beach in the sun. The same mm-hmm. lovely sun, incidentally, as we have here in Holland. It's
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, it's incredible.
Weather.
Yeah, it's
and
incredible.
He indeed is listening in.
Okay, fine. Well, we don't have to say any more about Mr. Smith, because, and you don't have to say any more, Malcolm, because we'll be hearing the two of you. Malcolm, apart from having done all the other work, decided that he would help us out and that he would do some interviewing, and he went around with his little cassette recorder. We are going to hear a tape of a little talk that Malcolm Wade had with Mr. Smith.
With me, I have Chief Superintendent Aubrey Smith, the commander of B Division Thames Valley Police. Listeners who are not used to English police ranks would appreciate that Mr. Smith is indeed our local area chief of police, who deals with the day-to-day working of the force. Mr. Smith, how would you describe B Division of Thames Valley?
Thames Valley Police is one of the larger forces in this country, covering approximately 2,220 square miles of countryside bordering the London area north of the River Thames. My divisional headquarters is in fact about 28 miles from the centre of London. It is what I would describe as a mixed area of both open countryside and, in parts, fairly heavily built up. The largest town being High Wycombe, with a population of about 70,000.
We are, of course, Mr. Smith, in the middle of a local beauty spot here in England called the Chiltern Hills.
Yes, this attracts many foreign tourists, particularly those staying in the London area, as we are less than an hour away from the city.
The English policeman, of course, himself appears to be an attraction. Americans are always saying, your policemen are wonderful. Have you any idea why?
I think this may be largely due to the fact that we are an old established organisation and, of course, are always anxious to be helpful.
In recent years, many members of your force, both regular and special, have travelled abroad on trips. Now, this is something you've encouraged very extensively. Can you tell me why you've done this?
In this day and age of modern communication and transport, our problems here are no doubt similar to those encountered by police abroad. And these visits lead to a greater understanding and no doubt help us to solve them.
A few years ago, you sent a party to Luxembourg.
Yes, this is so. I gather we were asked to make suggestions with regard to the setting up of a reserve force in that country.
With your men travelling here, there and everywhere, it's obvious that over the years many visitors have come here to Amersham and Chesham down to B Division. Is there anyone abroad to whom you would like to personally send a message?
Yes, there is. I would like to send my best wishes to a former colleague, ex-Detective Inspector Ernie Lund and his wife, who retired a few years ago from this division and are now living in Brisbane, Australia. Good wishes from everyone on B Division.
Jolly good. Now, I'm sure also, this being a worldwide show going out through Tom Meyer and Happy Station, that you might well have a message for fellow policemen worldwide.
Yes, indeed. Again, good wishes, particularly to our Dutch colleagues from Thames Valley Police. We would be pleased to welcome you any time you may visit this country.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Smith, and may we wish you well in your retirement.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that Malcolm Wade really deserves a compliment for his interviewing work, which he did for Happy Station today.
There we go. Tom Meyer, Malcolm Wade, and Malcolm Wade interviewing Aubrey Smith from the Thames Valley Police Force. Now, that full show of Happy Station will be made available at our Patreon site this week. We will be uploading the full program, so patrons will be able to listen to it. However, with the clips that we just took a listen to and other clips will be provided to anyone, just in case there's somebody listening right now who may have known somebody who is in the Thames Valley Police Force who went to Hilversum on May the 19th, 1973 to take part in a program. Let's now take a listen to a piece of music from that show that was composed by Case Small, and I'll have Tom Meyer introduce it himself.
And when I was discussing the show with Case, I said, now, it would be nice, of course, to have a repertoire which in some way has something to do with police. Now, of course, there are enough numbers about police. There's a blues number called Cops and Robbers, and there's the Laughing Policeman, and et cetera, et cetera. And then Case said, no, I think these people deserve their very own composition. And that's why he wrote, especially for you, A Policeman's Party. Thank you.
Policeman's Party, Case Small, on the Happy Station Show from May 19th, 1973, a piece of music that he especially wrote for the occasion of the Thames Valley Police Force visiting Happy Station and taking part in a live program. All righty, and like I said, the full program will be made available through our website very soon. Now, we only have a couple of minutes to go before we actually head back outside. If it was television, I have to say, it would be probably a little bit more interesting because you can see, you could have seen all the cars pull over on the side of the road, and then, of course, all the cars go back. But it isn't radio, so we have to use sound and our imagination. Now, like I said, there's only a few minutes to go, but let's fade up to see what's happening now. I can hear birds. It really, you know, it's funny because usually this is an area where there is a lot more noise than there is now. I have to say, it is kind of nice. It makes it feel like kind of the countryside because usually you cannot hear birds. Actually, I know where the bird noises are coming from because downstairs at PCJ is a small shop and the owner has a collection of various kind of birds. That he has, and they kind of fly all over the neighborhood, and sometimes when I come to work or when I leave work, he's sitting there and he's drinking tea or we're doing whatever he's doing, and the birds are making a real racket. And it's actually the first time we are, how many floors up? We are 12 floors up, and the microphone is picking them up down at street level. You can hear them there a little bit. So, yeah, usually you cannot even... I mean, I went on the balcony just a second ago, which I was not supposed to do, and still was able to hear them. So it is rather nice. Anyway, the air radio, of course, will be ending just in less than 2 minutes from now. So we'll see if they are on time or they aren't on time. Now, the program that I was telling you about from the Thames Valley Police Force is going to be at our Patreon page very soon. There's one other noise. The funny thing is, that noise actually is automatic because that truck that we hear, which is actually a garbage truck, is actually still stationary, right? It is still stationary. So anyway, who knows? Yes, I know. It's funny. You know, I was coming the other day to somebody. We all know that PBS. It's Beethoven. Yes, it is Beethoven. And I have to say, after the many, many, many years that I've been in Taiwan, I don't like Beethoven anymore because of that piece of music. The truck is actually still parked. It just kind of automatically starts up at that time. But anyway. okay. Yes, I know. Ah. Really? Annoying, isn't it? But anyway, just fade it down a little bit because it is quite annoying. Anyway, that program is going to be available at our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJ Radio. And if you become a patron at Patreon by any amount of money, you will have an access to not just that program, but also a whole other group of Happy Station programs as well. So it's coming up now to 2 o'clock. And let's see if the alarm sounds off. No, all I can hear is Beethoven. There we go. Under Beethoven, you can hear it. And you may have heard the little ding noise, and that's because the message came to my mobile phone just as I was speaking, saying that it's now 4 o'clock and service has been resumed as normal. Anyway, let's... Okay. I think let's have another little bit of music. something more normal. The technician is just leaving that my microphone active because he knows that I really don't like that Beethoven piece anymore. So let's go to music, shall we? Bill Haley and the Comets and Shake, Rattle, and Roll here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm a hungry man. Bill Haley and Shake, Rattle and Roll, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. And thank heavens, we actually played that song in time because the Beethoven music, oy vey, oh, I call it now, it is a nice piece, I have to admit, but now I call it, oh, the garbage music, you know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed, hope you've been enjoying today's program. In years past, when we've when I've talked about the air raid drill that is done once a year, we've either recorded the show after it, right after, or the week after. Actually, this is the first year we actually had a scheduled time, studio time, that it was taking place. So we set up a microphone on the outside window, about 10 or so meters away from the studio, to capture the sound as it was beginning and as it was ending. And now things have actually completely returned to normal. Let's just turn the microphone up once again. But trust me, if that garbage music is there, after the program, you and I are going to have a few choice words, all right? Still relatively quiet, anyway. Yes, it is just one of those things. Anyway, patron at Patreon, that's what I would like you to become, because you can access all kinds of rare Happy Station moments, like the ones that we used on today's program, and you can hear the full broadcast. And there's actually a lot of people that I want to thank, and we have something very special coming up very, very soon, which I will give you more details about next week. But first, River of Dreams, Billy Joel.
Of the night, I go walking in my sleep, somebody stole.
Somebody stole.
I don't know why I've been walking at night, but now I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. Home, it must take the rest of my life until I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined, that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind, in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of the deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
Billy Joel and River of Dreams. Anyway, we're at the end of today's program. We're going to end today with something from the original soundtrack recording to West Side Story. It's Leonard Bernstein conducting I don't even know what orchestra. It's probably a studio orchestra. And it's one of the pieces of music that was used in the film that was never released on the original soundtrack. Sometimes when soundtracks were released, let's say there was an elaborate dance number, they wouldn't release the instrumental, only the vocal numbers. But this is actually on the new CD version. It's Leonard Bernstein conducting a studio orchestra with Dance at the Gym. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.